Mez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah in the Siman Lamed Beis Sif Memches, Shir number 100, and we are discussing here the Batim. In Tzipa HaBatim B'Zohov, if a person put gold on top of his Batim, why would you want to put gold on your Batim? So as Mechavrusa suggested, you want to beautify the mitzvah. You find a case like this, a similar question comes up, and the Chelik Vav of the Mishnah Brura, by where? By the Shofar. If you want to put... Oh, very good. Nice picture of the different sections. Let me turn around for a second. Thank you. Oh, you're the best. Son, if you're the best. Everybody's the best. You see that?
Oh, wow.
Different sections of the Bayis, the Titura, the Mavarta. Wow. If you can send a picture of that to me, I'll put it on the Blei Neder, the WhatsApp group for those who are not able to see it right now live. So by the Shofar also, there's a Shiloh putting gold on the Shofar, which we say you're not allowed to do. Here he says, in Tzipa Batim Bezov, Oy Ba'ar Beheima Tmeya, or with non-kosher animal skin, is Psulim. Makes a puzzle. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, Sif Kadin Reish Chof Aleph, Ay Ba'ar Peirusha Asa Ar Mitchilu Mi Behema Tahira. First you made the tefillin from a kosher animal. V'achakach Tzipa Al Oysay Ar Mi Behema Tmeya. Then afterwards, you put on some skin of the non-kosher animal on the tefillin as well. Filo Achi Psulim. It's possible. So, it sounds very strange to us, because we don't do something like this. But there are people that wear the skin of different animals. Now, I don't mean like a mink coat. I mean just a certain section of the skinned animal on a different type of coat, right? You know what I'm referring to, right? And it's, you know, as a bonus, it's one type of jacket, one type of coat, and they put some animal fur. Yeah, like a collar or a shoulder on a shoulder pad.
Professor put the pads, suede leather on the pad, on the elbows.
On elbow pads, okay. Yeah. Okay, something like that. So I'm just trying to bring it to what we might be familiar with a little. Here it'd be possible to achib sulim afilu chasach b'makam ashinin shahashin nire, it still would be possible. So even if you would cut around a little window so the shin would be visible, that would still be a psul, because we said the shin has to be visible. Now, I'm just reminding myself of a mistake I said yesterday. I want to go back to what I said outside. I want to correct myself with something. And it happened. My mistake happened because I skipped a line accidentally in Sif Mem Dalet. So let's remind ourselves. We were talking about, let me just get the bearings over here. We were talking about a halacha where you wrote the Sif Mem Zayin, where you wrote four parashiyos on separate pieces of cloth. And then you glued them together, then you rolled it up, and you put it in the compartment of the tefillin. Then we said, if you take a cover, and you're putting this in a tefillin shel roish, and you put a slip cover on top, and you cover up the shin. What I neglected to mention was, you're doing this for a tefillin shel yad. I asked, well, you're not going to see the shins. I skipped a line when I saw this morning. I skipped a line yesterday, and I did not read it correctly. You're making a tefillin shel yad. And that's why all of the dalet parashiyos have to be connected. So we're saying you can glue them together. You can connect them. And the reason why you're putting the slipcase on top of the shins of the shel roish is to create the shel yad tzura, the form that looks like a shel yad, as opposed to a shel roish.
That makes sense.
Yes, thank you. I mean, I had to do that. I had to come back and say this, because I know I was confused yesterday.
Right.
And it all happened because I missed a line. And I went down and up, back and forth from the Mishnah Brura to the Mechaber. There was one line that I missed. Okay. But in the future, if anybody is confused about something, please ask me on the spot, because then, maybe I'll catch it around the spot right there, my mistake. We continue now with Sif Mem Tes. Halacha l'moish misinai shiyu tfilin nisparim begidei behema v'chaya tohirim. There's a halacha l'moish misinai. Another din HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. When you make the tefillin, when you sew it together, you have to sew it together with the sinew of a kosher animal. Or a wild animal, behema or a chaya. The tev lispar begidei sha'ar, shar. And it's appropriate to use the gidei, the gidim, the sinew of the shar, of an ox. Says the Mishra on the bottom of the page, Reish Chav Beis, begidei behema v'loichin meha ekev shehem levonim. And you take the sinew from the heel of the animal, and the reason for that is because it's white. It's white over there. Now, it's interesting. I'll tell you what's interesting. It's because many times they dye it black. So what's the benefit of taking it from the white spot, right? They're dyeing it black. So how does that help? V'imheim koshim. Now, what happens if the sinew is very hard? Mirachachim ba'avonim, they smash it, they soften it with stones. Ad sheyasu kepishna, until they make it like flax. V'toivin oysam, v'shoizin oysam. And then they weave it and they spin it together. And that's how they prepare this sinew. V'dasa magin avram, b'soif sif kotin samachvav. The be'inam azeh tviyu l'shma. When you twist it together, you spin it together, it has to be done l'shma. I'm taking the sinew from the animal, from the heel of the animal, and I'm doing this ma'isa of preparing it for the sewing for the thread l'shma, l'shem mitzvah tefillin. V'l'yavah p'rimen godim v'fakim gazed. Okay. It has to be from a kosher animal. Afilu min nevelos etreifes shalhem. Even if it's not a shechted animal. It doesn't have to be shechted, like as we discussed in the past. It has to be from a kosher animal. That's all we need.
It's taken from the heel of the animal. Does that mean like the Achilles tendon or
something like that?
And how do you make it into a thread, though?
The sinew. They extract it, and then they soften it up. They crush it and soften it up. Apparently, it's a very strong, strong material. Whatever you want to call it.
Comes out as tough strand.
Tough strand, and then. I'm just telling you what the words say. I can't tell you from practical, experience. And then they spin it. They spin it to create this like thread material out of it. He says further, "Begidei shor v'im ein lo yikach megidei behem adako." If you don't have from an ox, you could take it also from a smaller animal. And then he says, you cannot take it from a non-kosher animal. And the Mishmur concludes with a very interesting shaila. Can you take the sinew to sew and stitch up your tefillin from the gid hanasha? What's a shaila? The shaila is like this. We said if you take from a kosher animal, right? So you're taking from a kosher animal. But you're taking from the part of the animal that's 100% not kosher. We can't eat the gid hanasha.
You can't eat it, but maybe you can use it for sewing.
So that's a shaila. It has to be davar hamutar b'ficha, which means that which you can be put in your mouth. Okay. Now, it could be from a non-shechted animal, because the animal intrinsically is a, if it would have been shechted properly, it just happened to be that it died or who knows what. So that's a shaila by the gid hanasha. Now, he says further, in the Sefer Geduli HaKodesh, he brings, they came into Yesh L'Gid HaNosha Shas HaKosher. Now listen to this. Even more of a reason as to maybe why the Gid HaNosha can be used. Why is this? Because if there's a fetus inside of the mother, Uber HaNimsa B'mei Imoy Gidoy Mutter, that Gid HaNosha is permissible when you shech the mother. Or maybe that fetus, maybe it just died. That gid hanasha is permissible.
You don't have to shech the baby.
No, right. You don't have to shech the baby. You're talking about ben pekuah, right? Yeah. But here he's talking, he says, the gid shliel nita b'shchitos imay. Here, when you shech the mother and there's a fetus inside, so that fetus is permissible. Asher alkein mutu lispar boy. And then maybe that's a tzad to say, you can sew with it. So we have like this, like we said. On one hand, it comes from a kosher animal. On the other hand, it comes from specifically the part of the animal that's not kosher. You can't eat it. That's the shaila. Another tzad to say, like we just explained, as to why you can perhaps use it, is because there is a situation where gira nosha, technically speaking, is mutar b'fiicha, can be placed in your mouth, like explained by the shlil, by the fetus inside the mother. Okay. Sif nun. You should not acquire the gidim from Amazon without a hechsher. Okay, Drew didn't know that they had an Amazon back then, right? Okay, so you should not acquire from non-Jews because of the concern maybe it comes from a non-kosher animal, right? So similarly, you need a hechsher. That's the bottom line. You have to know where it comes from. Says Fred, the welcome machine gidim in the Taifrim. Place where you cannot find the gidim accessible, you could use, he says here, a word, talidrosh, she'oysim min haklaf. You can use it from the klaf, you make the, it gets thread from the klaf. We'll explain what that means. Ad she'yizdanu lehem gidim, until you have a situation where you can acquire gidim. So, we have here, we're going to come to a sugya, we're discussing right now a sugya in Yoredeya and Simen Kuf Yud, of mechtsa, mechtsa, and roiv. I heard over here earlier the share that was just previously before this one, and there was a shayla about dayanim, judges, and you have, in order to kill someone, you need a majority, right? So that's a general concept, majority, roiv. If it's mechtsal, mechtsa, 50-50, we're going to say over here in our case, it's going to be possible. So we're saying here now, you cannot acquire the gid, the sinew, to sew the tefillin from a non-Jew. Says here, it's only if you go to the stores of the non-Jews, liknois mihem gidin, to purchase it from them. V'gam yaduwa aloi, shemiktsas min anachim hanoitl nagidin mi behemet tmeya. Furthermore, you know that some of the nachrim are taking the gidin from non-kosher animals. Even though majority are from kosher animals, so you say, majority wins. No. Since you're going to the Nachri, it's not viewed as a majority now. And at the time when it's set in their house, it has a status. You don't go after the majority. Because we have a din, a rule, it's a very lundish sugya, which we're not getting into now, that anything was set, if it's set, it has a status of 50-50. Kol kavua. Kavu means set, like b'kavei itim l'tayr, I have a set time to learn, has a status of mechtsa al mechtsa, which means 50-50. So why is it called kavua? Because I'm going to his store. So even though majority of the gidim, the roi, 51%, 85%, come from kosher animals, but I'm acquiring it from his store, which is a makom kavua, it's 50-50. However, if he comes to you now, so what do we say? The majority of the seniors come from where? From the kosher animals, right? So now we say he's called the parish meruva parish. Now we go after the majority. Unless he's selling it in a specific place in the store, then it has about now a status of a makam kavua, and it's 50-50. So exactly how that works, called a parish and mechza mechza, that's for a different time. We could have another share in a different time. But that's the bottom line of the din. V'chein im ein yadu, so to turn the page, if you don't know, she mixes noitlu no yisom bin behemah tumeya, and some of them are taking the sinew from a non-kosher animal. Gam kein mutaluk no yismihem, b'cholin you could acquire from these people, non-Jews, Sharoiv Gidin Haim mi behemus tahiros, because majority of Gidim are from kosher animals. However, Ach Koze Begidin Shain and Tavuin. This is only by the Gidin that are not spun. Begidin Tavuin, but when you spin the Gidim already to make it into the thread, that's Magin Avram, the also looking as mehem afilu who yadeya shahim mi behemut tahira. The Magen Avram says you still cannot acquire from them, even if you know it's from a kosher animal. Shekevin shu halacha l'moish min Sinai, tzarek shetia asiyas l'shma. Why? Why not? It's a different problem. The problem is, we said that the thread, the sinew, has to be made l'shma. This is a problem which we discussed previously in regards to the preparation of the tefillin, that the process has to be made lishma. So even though the non-Jew is selling you, says, this is 100% the kosher animal, I could show you a video, and it's impossible to forge it, from beginning to end of the process, the kosher animal says, I'm sorry, thank you very much, I can't use it. And I trust your video, I trust you 100%. If you're Jewish, I'd marry my daughter to you. You know, no problem, okay? The problem is you didn't make a lishma. You didn't make a lishma. It's like, lishwahu? You didn't make a lishma? So that's why I can't use it.
So
it has to be halach l'mosh, it has to be lishma. Utfiyaz agidin zu hi asiyasan. And when you spin it, that's how you make it lishma. V'nachrim labinei lishma ninu. And nachrim don't make it lishma. U'kvakosadun del yirabu primagodim mefakim iboi klal b'zeh tfiyaz lishma. Now it's interesting because the El Yerabba and the Primogodim, they have a shaila. Does it really have to be lishma? So what that creates is now a suffix. So now you have to know what's the status of this suffix. Are we talking deraisa? Are we talking derabanan? If you have no other gidin, does it really have to be lishma? So it creates a whole big shaila, which we're not going to get into. So we said like this. We said if you don't have any gidin, what are you supposed to use to stitch it together? So he said over here, this word, taldrosh, what is that? Heim chutin hanasen min haklaf. It's chutin that are made from the klaf. V'mokam hadchak svirlei, kevin deminoihu, heim kegidin atzmon uksherim lispar behem sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos. So it's a thread that's made from the actual klaf itself. So since you don't have gidin, this opinion says, we're saying here, that you can use these type of threads until you're able to acquire the proper gidin to sew it up properly. Kidei shaloi these batal mitzvah tefillin, that you should not perform the mitzvah tefillin. She is damin loy gidim, yatirim yisper begidim. And when you acquire these gidim, untie what you used already to stitch it together and retie it with a gidim. Other opinions say no, you cannot use those threads from the parchment. You cannot use it. No. Sharia Allah says, no, Gidin. The Allah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, use Gidin. Where does it say I could use these other threads? Hashem says, use Gidin, the sinews. Vatalidrush or Shuhu Shahu Haklaf. This other material is parchment. It's not sinew. So it's threaded parchment. That's beautiful. It's very nice. It's not sinew. Okay, good. It comes from the animal also. Shkoyach. Doesn't help. That's their opinion. Well, if he's, according to this, im ein lo gidim achirim, if you don't have any other gidim, al kopanim lo yivarech aleihim. So they go so far, since there's an opinion that says you cannot use the thread from the parchment, therefore, put on the tefillin, but without a bracha, until you have the gidin that sew together. V'chein b'nei me'ayim dakim yivyeshim kimin chutim shel gidim ein lispor behem. If you have small, dry types of thread from the stomach, the intestines of the animal, don't use that to sew up the animal. I'm talking about the anatomy of the animal. We're really getting the nitty gritty here. It specifically has to be the gidim, the sinews, and not anything else. Don't use the sinews of a chicken or fowl, even from a kosher one. He says, there are different parts of the chicken, different parts of the animal. Who's going to tell you that's this and that's that? It's not a sinew. It is a sinew. It's very hard to define exactly by the chicken, by the fowl, by the birds, what exactly is the sinew. Therefore, don't use that body part to sew up the animal. Tomorrow, Blineder will finish Simin Lamed Beis, this very, very long Simin. And then following that, we'll continue with time permitting, din tikune tefillin v'din haritzuas. That's similar to Gimel.